steady I remain, how loyal I remain in this original relationship. Spirituality, therefore, is remembrance, but especially spirituality is happiness. To be able to smile inside and outside, of course, but to keep that constant contentment. And how? How can I keep content when Maya attacks? How can I keep content when other people are doing so many things around me and to me? How? Forget everything in a moment and just remember who I belong to, why I'm here. If we are truly in love with God, God will take the responsibility. He will take my hand and show me how to be not just happy, but to keep liberated. Because, yes, He frees me, but, you know, I forget my freedom when I come into looking at someone, wanting something. Then my freedom starts to melt and I start to go back to old patterns. So the principles help and keep facilitating this genuineness in the self. Sometimes Baba calls this royalty. You know, when we hear the word royalty, you know, sometimes we can't really connect with the word. Eh? I mean, king, queen, I mean, but royalty is genuineness and what is natural in terms of my original consciousness, like naturally loving, naturally happy, naturally peaceful. And I can only become natural and genuine when I pay attention to finish all those false things inside. And this will not happen once a week, once a month. Once, you know, just come to a retreat and it'll finish. No. The joy of change is something that happens every day. And this is an aspect of spirituality, is the joy in change, not the labor in change, not the hopelessness in change. And so how to achieve this when things start to go off is just become little, become a point. Tiny, tiny point. And just have that practice. You know, I just keep having that practice. I'm a soul. In the early morning, I'm a soul. I'm a soul. I am with the Supreme Soul. Not I could be or wish to be, but I am with Him. Often Baba tells us that things are very easy. And if I start with the basic things and I keep going with them through my Brahman life, things remain easy. It's when I get distracted by service and relationships within the alaukik family that then things start to go wrong. One thing is friendship and companionship within the Brahman family. This, you know, the golden age is the age of the family. But in the golden age we are pure, we don't have to make any effort for anything. But at this time, to the extent that I keep faithful to Baba, to the extent that I enjoy His wisdom and I'm enthusiastic for that practice, to that extent, my relationship within the alaukik family will be good. And more than good, it'll be refreshing. There will be the sense of belonging. But if I start to try to belong to another person first and not to Baba first, then, you know, things get very complicated. Then I start to use the word effort. But actually, it's because I'm doing things upside down. So let me understand what it means for me to be spiritual and to enjoy this decision to be spiritual. So what are some of the principles? First of all, well, I don't know if it's the first one, but I'll start with this one. It's the capacity to step in and to step out. Not get too close and not go too far. It's like the gardener. He has to understand the seed, the earth. He has to fertilize it. He has to give it the right water. He has to do many things. But he doesn't stay there concentrated on the seeds that he has planted and start to demand from nature, I want the flower tomorrow. I want the flower in 3 days. He has to step back and let the forces of nature work. And then from time to time he steps in to see, is there enough water? Is the seed growing okay? Are there any insects coming? But he has this partnership with nature. And so he understands he's not the controller. Because that's when things go wrong. When we step in too much into other people's lives, calling it mercy or help, actually we start to control it because we start to have the wrong sense of responsibility. Wrong responsibility comes only because there's attachment in some way. If I'm responsible for everyone, not just one or two. And also, you leave many things to God. God will take care of things if I'm his honest child. Because if I step into something, whether it's other people or whether it's service, whatever it is, I will suffocate it. It will not take a life of its own. It's a lack of love, and it's above all a lack of respect. And this is the problem in all human relationships. They step in with a lot of passion, and then because there's no tolerance power or adjustment power, they step out. Have you seen that? You hear about the people in Lockick world being crazy in love. Eh? And I was always wary about this. To be crazy about anything is not too good. There's a lack of maturity. And what you find is that after a year or even 2 years or some even less these days, they can't stand each other. They don't want to speak to each other. To be spiritual means to know when and how to step in and to know when and how to step out. It's, for example, in service. You know, there are times we'll be in front, other times we'll be in the back because there are others who know things better than I do. And I have to step back and give the vibration simply of very good wishes and good feelings. Because in the intellect, there's the picture of the whole task. Not just what I am doing, or what I have to do, or what I contribute, but also what others are contributing. So I step back. It's a sign of respect. It's not a matter of just humility. People think, oh, that's humility. In a way, okay, but it's more than that. I really appreciate what the other is contributing. And I don't feel any lower because I can't contribute in that way. Some people cook, some people speak, some people do this. Actually, Bob often says we have to do all of it. And drama always brings us to a point where we have to step into situations and do things that we never thought we could do. And simply yes to God will enable me to be given those qualities that let that task happen. Not to worry, am I good enough? All I have to do is be very honest and very simple. Not complicate things with too much discussion and thinking. Daddy was saying this, you know, what we have to do now really is practice and learn again the power of yoga. We go too much into talking, discussion, and thinking a lot. There's a time to step in and discuss, there's a time to step out, but usually we don't know where to put the limit. In everything this is, I'm just using the example of discussion, but it can be in anything. Because sometimes too much being independent will make you very lonely. It's a non-caring attitude. Yeah. Okay, let them get on with it. And sometimes, and as the other way, stepping in too much, it's also a non-caring attitude. I want things my way. But the sign of caring is to that mature attitude to know when to step in, when to step out. And I learn this. I will learn it. Whatever I wish to be, whatever I wish to do, if the motives are really clean, it will happen. No doubt. And our motives are clean. We want to be better. We want to be authentic. We want to be soul conscious. We wish to serve Baba, you know, in a happy way, in a right way. Our motives are clean, but sometimes little insects get in. And this is why I need the drishti of the Father every morning. And He will just clean those insects away. But whatever I really wish to be, this is the season for it to happen. It is the time of the miracle now. All I have to do is be loving to the self. Be loving to the Father, and miracle will happen. So I have to become like a gardener. Spiritual gardener. Oh, I always liked that image. It was my favorite image always in Gyan. Don't like laundry too much. You know, washing and then ironing. But garden is a very lovely image. Caring. There's that care and that love for the garden. And another principle that helps us is complementarity. It's a big word in English, but it means everything complements. And this is very important in terms of attitude in service, like the tree, right? All the branches complement the trunk, the roots, the physical body, the eyes, the nose, the mouth. They all complement. They're not in competition against each other. My right hand doesn't compete with my left hand. My right eye doesn't compete with my left eye. At least as far as I know, it doesn't do that. It works as a whole. In the golden age, this is how the human society works. Later on, that is lost because the sense of self-identity and self-respect is lost. So, complement. And when things complement, then there is harmony and there is oneness. Because very often we get into the feeling of being superior to others or inferior to others. This is why in order to complement with everyone and everything, at this time, in this birth, I have to just be a soul. I forget external religion, nationality, gender, age. I am a soul. And at the same time that I return to this point of being a soul, I will actually respect and appreciate all of those other things. So it's not to dissolve those things like culture and gender and all this. Actually, you bring them into a right harmony, because you start with purity. I am a soul. The pure soul which hasn't got the ego to dominate or to feel superior. Or the wrong understanding, the lack of self-esteem, where it always is feeling inferior. And actually they go together. Often someone who doesn't feel too confident of themselves always has to prove themselves a lot. So spirituality is beyond culture, nationality, these things. But at the right point of spirituality, all these things can be integrated in a peaceful way, in a respectful way. Like all the flowers in a garden are not roses, although the roses are amongst the most beautiful. Yesterday Daddy was speaking of roses, lotus, all these. They complement. So in the same way, as my consciousness changes, as I really return to that level of soul consciousness, then I start to know myself, I start to be stable in that self awareness, and when I look at another, I see their speciality. For some it's a little difficult, you may think, to see their speciality, but it is there. So the first thing is, see speciality. Don't become attached to speciality though. Sometimes people say, you know, they're talking about somebody and they think they're wonderful and great. It's good to give respect, but what you feel is there has been attachment has grown. They've become very impressed. If I don't have wisdom, I may be aware of too much the negative things, and I don't see the good things. If I don't have any kindness in myself, when my awareness, which may be sharp, but based on ego, then there's no kindness, and then I start to come into judgment of others and labels. As soon as I judge and label somebody, you know, it's like I hammer my own self. I think I'm putting them into a corner or into a slot, but actually I'm also doing that to myself. I don't give myself the opportunity to renew my vision, which I have to do every day. Sometimes we create very strong judgments about others because we feel that's the way to protect the self. The only way that I can really protect myself is to renew and to be open for change, to believe in the change of the self and the change of others. This is what protects me. The body conscious type of protection is, you know, that I build certain walls, I get defense mechanisms, I label others. And it doesn't mean that others are not what I may see. They may be like that. It's not that it's necessarily wrong, but what is wrong is when I get stuck in it. Okay, I can see it and then protect myself, but not with a bad feeling. But I know I have to be careful with maybe this person or that thing. But I don't have a bad feeling. And I don't compare, this one's better than the other one. Leave things to God. Leave things to drama. Because it is very important to be awake, very important to be alert. Baba often says, be cautious at every step. He has a reason. Maya is tricky. And she works with mixture. You know, it's not just something bad and you easily see it. It's mixed. It's subtle. So I need very good discernment for having correct awareness. Very good intellect. But to keep myself free from harsh labeling judgments, I have to keep my heart loving. First to God, but never trapped by anybody, by the wrong type of mercy. Always must be right mercy. And that is Baba's mercy. Let me always share Baba's love, Baba's mercy. Not always my own, because then it becomes entanglements. And check, how is my awareness? How do I want to come closer to the Father? Sometimes, you know, people talk together a lot, very bad things. You know, maybe not so bad, but wasteful. Gossiping about this, talking about that. And then they go and sit in meditation to have special experiences. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. You may think it works, but actually when you're biased, the real meditation is when you're silent. I was going to say face to face with Dhamma, but since he doesn't face, but point to point. Sanskars to sanskars. Intellect to intellect. And the soul enjoys that honesty. And that's yoga. That's meditation. You don't need somebody to guide me with words. In the depth of love, in the depths of love, I don't have to copy anybody else. In the depths of love, I'm listening to the beloved. In the depths of love, where there is that attraction of silence, the soul becomes aware of that union. And in that union, there's fulfillment. I don't need any other human being. Not their method, not their voice, nothing. This is the depth. And this is how the Brahman becomes an angel. If that's their aim. It depends on the aim, you know. Not everybody will have the same aim. And Baba then, when the soul is making that effort, Baba pulls the soul beyond supports and teaches the soul how to really have love for brother souls. So to be aware, but to be also observer. Not jump to conclusions. And every day I'm cleaning my vision. Every day. How is my yoga in the early morning when there's no one except me and God? How is my yoga then? Well, how is my remembrance? I think it's wonderful. It's more than a good feeling. It's a cleansing feeling. And this is what truly strengthens the soul. Can I love somebody through you? I don't know. I can give them good wishes, maybe say something, but love is personal. Love is one-to-one. And that is freedom. And that's the purification takes place in that depth where the soul feels that union. And another principle is the power of faith. Faith is created on the basis of experience and understanding. Faith on the spiritual path becomes stable when I know I belong. I belong to myself. I belong to the One. And I belong to the culture of non-violence. That is, I belong to that family. Of course, also, I belong to the whole human family at the same time. But this sense of belonging also brings the feeling of serving. If I didn't have faith in the time, if I didn't have faith in the Father, if I didn't have faith in the knowledge, I mean, I wouldn't even think of serving. I'm just busy fulfilling my own needs. But our own problems disappear, our own needs, you know, get fulfilled. When I become Baba's instrument to serve. And faith is not just to believe, but faith is to know and to act. Faith is that the soul will follow Srimat. I mean, Srimat, again, the right principles, you know, that are going to create respect and balance between people. That's what Srimat is. It's not just a law. The holy direction, the pure direction. And the pure direction is to take the violence out of behavior. The violence out of our thoughts. It is said that faith moves mountains, the impossible becomes possible. And to have this power of faith, I simply have to become a child again. That's all. Don't have to have big intellect. Don't have to know a lot of things. Just a child that trusts, opens, and is willing. Trust. Trust. A child trusts. A child is open. And a child is willing. Willing to learn from the father, the mother, the friend. Not a problem. There's not the feeling, oh, I have to be open. Oh, I have to learn this. Oh, I have to follow that. I'm no longer a child then. When there's this thing of having to do something, there's the mixture there of doubts and possibly disappointments. Usually sometimes we get disappointed because we felt, yeah, we did follow certain things, but it didn't work. So why to follow it? But maybe my understanding of it was not quite right. And when my understanding is not quite right, then when I apply it, no, there's not going to be good results. Like I may have wrong understanding of tolerance. I may have wrong understanding of humility. I may have wrong understanding of sweetness. This is not the time now to go into what is the right understanding. But the thing is, I always have to realize that, you know, there's always possibility and margin to understand it in a fuller way. Because sometimes we have one understanding and we keep using that understanding all the time for our dharana. And after a while it doesn't work actually. Because I need other perspectives. Then I lose my faith. For example, I lose my faith in tolerance. I lose my faith in being patient. Because I feel it doesn't work. People walk all over me. Well, you know. Maybe I had to couple it with something else. I had to do something else as well. But again, it doesn't matter, even if it doesn't work, if the soul is willing and wants to make something work, there is always a way. Always. Baba, drama, always will give that soul a way. In some way. So the power of faith, never give up on the self. Never. Never feel that drama is wrong. We do sometimes think, well, but it's not, I mean, how did this happen? Why is this actor like this? Shouldn't be, but you know, drama is drama. Since it's there, it's not wrong. In the sense that it may not be quite accurate, but you know, it's there for me to learn what attitude I have to deal with it. And with drama also, even if you don't like it or don't want it, it happens. You may beat your head and saying, not fair, not fair, not fair. Don't like it, don't like it, don't like it. But drama says, But here I am. Here I am. But I don't like it, don't like it, don't like it. From drama, keeps saying, but here I am, here I am, here I am. And so no matter what you say, it's still there. An actor, maybe you get to avoid. You know, I don't like this actor in the drama. I separate. But even that will not work after a while, because there'll always be, unless I change my attitude or sanskara, you know, I'll always meet somebody who will test me. So I have to have the power of faith to sit in myself and know that now I have to change how I face things. And it doesn't have to be a suffering. It doesn't have to be painful. Just be light and see adventure into learning something. Because if you resist and reject, it's actually going to create pressures, and those pressures are going to come out in reactions. So power of faith always works. And the power of faith is that often I don't know how to do something or how it's going to work, but I do know that if I keep my stage peaceful, if I keep my intellect with God, sooner or later, some light, some click will happen. And another very important principle is the principle of the individuality, and the collective, the group. Because as Baba's students, we are learning about relationships, friendship, family. And it is really a learning. And you see, it always both are needed, the sense of the individual self and the belonging and working within a group is needed. Otherwise, there can't be happiness and there can't be love. Otherwise, I'm sannyasi. Yes. I just think only of peace and my own, you know, my own fulfillment, you know, liberation and peace, and that's it. But love and happiness require that the soul relates to other souls and functions within a group. But I can only function within a group the more independent I am. Spiritual independence. Not body conscious independence where I'm cutting people off and rejecting them, wanting to do my own thing. This is not independence. This is more like narcissism. You're narcissistic, you know, just me. I prefer this, I don't like this, you know, like people, they don't like somebody, they divorce. They marry again, they don't like them, they divorce again. They don't like this, they divorce. They leave one house, go to another house. Leave one house, go to another house. Always changing around. There's not that power of accommodation and tolerance. Or the other side, very apathetic. They're in a tradition. And because the tradition says this, 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 and you're accepted and you're approved of, if you are like this, they just sit there. You know, like sheep, like cabbages, you know, just stay. Never think for themselves. So you find in societies, as usual, you know, those extremes are there. But Brahman means the middle way. The middle way, to find the balance. But I cannot find balance until first I'm deeply, lovingly and deeply connected with the one who will give me that balance. You look, you know, when birds are in a, you know, they have to fly thousands and thousands of kilometers in the winter to go to a sunny place, you know, they all have to fly together. One bird tries to do it on their own, won't make it. It won't make it. But even when they're flying together, they have to have a space between them. Otherwise, they're getting tangled in each other. You know, have you seen birds flying in a formation? There's always a formation. The leader's always changing also. And the way they fly, they ride on a current of air, and they know how that formation should be. And they don't step out of that, because that's how they'll get to their destination. Together and individually. Each one has his own responsibility, has his own position. And a person who is truly individual is always a person who can feel very close to others. Much, much more capacity for mercy and love. You look at the daddies, you know, I mean, they say remember one, but they're with everybody all the time. Always meetings, always lectures, always things. So how? You know, it's like, it is this. Because of being with the one and having that individual connection and that individual awareness of their role, then they have the energy and the love to deal with everyone. And, you know, for all of us it is like that. If we're too selfish, we can't really be working in a family. And this is a very difficult thing for many people these days. Families very often are dysfunctional. Relationships very often are dysfunctional because, first of all, the person cannot be with himself or herself. And when I cannot be with myself and be content within myself, how am I going to function with others? I'll always be interfering. I'll be seeing what they have and I will want it. You know? They're doing that service, I should do this also. I get stuck on their weaknesses because it makes me feel good that the others are weak. Sometimes this happens. Oh, they're not so elevated. So therefore I'm not that bad, you know what I mean? They have this, this, this. It's all wrong thinking. When I'm truly myself, I will not compare. I will appreciate, I will respect, but I will not compare. Because no two souls, we know. This is another principle in Dharma. No two souls are exactly the same. I know we've heard this many times. And this is always the problem with Brahmins and knowledge, is that we think we know it because we've heard it plenty of times. But it's not put into daily practice. And sometimes the ones that are older in Gyan sometimes, you know, suffer from this much more. They think, oh yeah, I know I'm a soul. Oh, I know. Oh yeah, sure, I know Baba. But what's the behavior like? You know, the knowing is in the behavior and the state of contentment. This is how I can judge for myself. Yeah, I'm a soul, I am peaceful. But, you know, I get discontent, then how far do I know I'm a soul and I am peaceful? And we can't be happy until we are ourselves, and we can't be happy until we belong. Expression. The deep instinct of every human soul, the expression, even the Supreme Soul. But it's been so mixed up with selfish vices that it's caused lots of sorrow. Expression is the basis of happiness. If we can't express, we can't feel free. That's why there's always these wars in, you know, the Lokic history. You read this war of independence, that war of independence. And you notice that when they get free from one type of, you know, authority, they actually then start fighting with somebody else. Because the freedom always has to be internal. Freedom from my ego. Freedom from my, you know, bad vision. Freedom from revenge. Freedom from getting attached or stuck in the past. I had to be free of these things. Then I can be myself. And the uniqueness in that. Because each one, Baba has told us, is unique. Do I know it? And when I know it, not only do I feel content, but I can share it and share it generously. So no extreme of individualism or collectivism. One, you are bound by traditions and actually suffocate it. And the other one, you know, sometimes very selfish. Very selfish. No power. And then another principle, the principle of the unconditional. Baba, the Supreme Soul, Daddy was saying this morning, is the only one who can do the job to purify and liberate. I was thinking about this. You know. Yes. Well, the soul really has to do is just mind and intellect remain quiet, just connect. Don't even think about connecting, how to connect, if the connection is there. No, just create the thought, I am connected with the unconditional source. Because it is through that being that I am able to become free of karmic accounts, because karmic accounts are all to do with obligations. You know, somebody gives you something these days, they want something back. I mean, that's how it is. And I know in very traditional countries, there's this thing of favors, you know, like, if you vote for me, then I'll promise you this. Actually, that happens in every country, actually, but this thing of obligation, huh? Nothing is purely given. It's extremely rare. It's not that it's not at all, but it's extremely rare. And this is why the soul, after having gone through many lives, many relationships, highs and lows, it starts to understand what Baba means when he says, remember me exclusively. The soul really understands the power of this and the consequence of this. That if I remember the unconditional source, you know, I will be given generously and freely pure love, a pure peace. It's like I will be given back to myself. Why? Because the Supreme Soul has no needs, unlike the human soul. Baba doesn't have the need to purify. We volunteer. Because Dharma will do her Dharma will do what they have to do, irrespective. Irrespective. They will do it. Baba offers an easier way. I volunteer. I want, I wish, because to clean the soul on the basis of love is much better than on the basis of justice. Because, like it or not, all souls have to be cleaned. I mean, it has to happen. For their own sake. For their own sake. So that they can come down and enjoy a time and period of peace and happiness. Justice is not a punishment, justice is a liberation. But if you don't have love, you won't feel it in that way. You will feel it very heavy. So when there's a being who has what he gives has no strings attached, certainly I will volunteer to go into the depths of that relationship. And the soul feels those rays, those pure rays of love entering the soul. And you feel what? This is it. This is it. Thousands of years trying to find love here, trust here. This is it. This is the relationship of the kalpa, you know, And then it doesn't remain between two, because Baba also inspires the soul to bring quality into its relationship with others. That is soul conscious respect, soul conscious love. It doesn't just say one to one. You know, like some people when they get married, just one to one. They don't even want any children, nothing. Just you and me, you and me. Not with Baba, I'm afraid. It's not like this. When you marry Baba, you can have lots and lots of children. Unlimited. Baba says, now, okay, we're well together, but what about your brother souls? What about the others? You say, oh, no, I'm fine, Baba. You know, their sanskars are too difficult, you know. I mean, I don't know how to do it. I mean, they're always complaining and groaning and criticizing and moaning, you know. They want this, they want this. Baba, just you and me, okay? Okay, a little bit. Give them once in a while. Baba says, no. No, 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 no. Be very generous. And give, yes, give through vibrations. It doesn't have to be always through words. Give through attitude. And give without condition, like the Father does. For everyone, universally. Lighthouse. The soul who understands what it means to be unconditional, that soul Baba makes into a lighthouse like himself. And that's the big need of the moment, isn't it? There can't only be one lighthouse or two or three. Many, 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 many are needed. And we also have to remember that Baba is willing to create the soul into an unconditional source of love. Because in the unconditional, we understand the meaning of instrument, trustee and guest. Instrument. I'm in the hands of the Pure One and I trust that. He will use me as He wishes. And that's my happiness. Trustee. Nothing belongs to me in the sense of ownership, but in a way, everything does, in the sense that, not that I want it or own it, but there's a great enjoyment in helping to create a world where nature is also happy. Souls are happy and nature is contented. Trustee. I don't own the trees, the sky, the rivers, but I enjoy them. This is a trustee. And a trustee enjoys that others enjoy them too. You know, this is my tree and don't look at it. This is my river. Don't go boating there. No, a trustee is this. You allow others to enjoy what you enjoy. How else does the deity family function? I mean, they all have their own little houses, palaces, whatever Baba says. This is my 3 square feet of land. These are my children. These are my. Trustee is liberation from my that separates. This my always keeps separating. Even with specialities, also it's good. Others have them too. I'm good at cooking, the others will learn better than me. This is trustee. This is the unconditional. And then guest. I'm a guest in the body. I'm a guest on the stage. My home is up there. And my service place, in a way, is also up there. The angelic world. There with Bab Dada. Fills my consciousness with purity, with understanding and with method. You know, Brahma Baba teaches us a lot about methods. Shiv Baba just pure power. And then with both together, yes, serve the earth and we change it into a garden. This is what is happening now. We forget. You know, sometimes while we're struggling with our mayas, this problem, this person, this sanskar, We forget the wonder of the time. The world is being changed into a garden. It's a reality. And when I keep that full picture of the cycle in the intellect, then the problem is no longer a problem. It just sort of, okay, yes, still have to solve it, but it's not a big drama. So the unconditional. Well, also, if a soul is unconditional, it will be trusted by others. It will be trusted by God, because there's no selfish pull towards any type of name or position. And then silence. Just in time. Don't have to explain it. So this is the eighth principle, silence, but shouldn't talk about it, eh? Real silence, not artificial silence. Seventh, I might have left one out, I don't remember them. Oh yes, that's right, seventh, yes. It's another one here. In essence, silence is, how do I become silent? Okay, what's actual steps? Practice going in, concentrating here. We've heard this, but it's a matter to practice. And then using certain thoughts like, I am immortal, I am with the Father, I am with you, I am light, I am peace, I am a soul. And then, you know, the mind and intellect merge. You're not thinking, not making effort to understand. Like, there's a very deep merging. And at the same time, the connection is with the home. And there's the pool of that eternal silence. Baba is there. Very brief it is. It doesn't take a long time. The thoughts must reduce. The effort to understand things must reduce when I'm trying to concentrate. It's another thing when I'm listening or discussing. That's a different thing. But to empower the self through silence, it means this ability to concentrate, which means gradually becoming without thought. I mean, after a while you can do it very quickly. Just have thought, I am a soul, I'm home. There's that link. And the soul feels very full. It doesn't want to create thoughts. It doesn't want to create feelings. It's like there's it's completely present in that consciousness. I am consciousness. And I am with Baba, with the Father, home. And then the current. The soul feels the current and automatically becomes an observer. And in that stage of observer also is giving power. To help others very much, the power of silence is this stage of concentration beyond thought. And then there's a natural stage of observer. And in that stage of observing, donating light, donating Baba's light. Baba's peace, not mine. That's why silence is the best meditation. Not words, a lot of commentaries and words. Because then the soul is really linked. And then it's God's light. It is the Father's light. It is the Father's love. And then the souls will feel connected to the Father, not to any individual soul. And this silence is a practice, it's not a discussion. So therefore go to the next point, the last one. Actually, silence was supposed to be the last one, but I forgot the other one. What we say, focus and flow. I have to be able to focus, which is it's also like concentration. Focus on something. If I can focus, let's say, on knowledge, an aspect of dana. As I focus, then I'm able to go with my intellect very deeply into it and extract new perspectives. Focus gives me new perspectives because the intellect works like a telescope and goes and sees things that you normally cannot see. Of course, silence is required with that. Eh? And then with that focus, then you can't remain always focused, you know. You have to flow, because that flow is a growing for others. Like you then, for example, you're focusing on peace, focusing on a point of dana. Then the flow is that, for example, that dana that I've understood, I put it in practice. The best way to answer that is the seed. You know, the seed is very focused. It's all the energy is contained. But then when you plant it, it starts to flow. The seed flows. It starts to grow. It starts to get a, you know, trunk, branches, gives fruit, gives flowers, and others benefit. For example, if a person is very over-focused, they're very intense and gradually end up being quite narrow-minded. They're very focused on an aim or an idea, which is good to be focused, but if I don't also flow at the same time, the big danger of getting too attached to that idea, like a fanatic can. They can be very focused on God, but it's a very, first of all, quite wrong understanding, a lot of selfish energy, goes all wrong. The flow is a violent flow. So the seed and the tree, so focus and flow. And we always need both of these. There's the time when I have to be very focused, very concentrated, go into the depths. We can call that, you know, churning. And churning is different from practice. It's a different thing. You know, practicing, we said in science, I'm soul, I'm peace. It's like I'm getting into that. Churning is trying to understand. Like, for example, how I have to behave with this person. What is the attitude? What is the virtue? So I need to focus on that and churn it. And then let it flow out. That is, I have to put it into an application. And from that application, then I'm going to focus again. How did it go? Did it work? If it didn't work, why didn't it work? And it's always, so you notice from these things, it's always a double. You know, stepping in, stepping out, aware but not judgmental, focus, flow, individual, collective. It's always twins, very often twin attitudes, twin methods. So, Om Shanti. And we'll have a little bit of silence again. See how quick I can become a point and go home. Om Shanti.